Avos Paragimel Mishnah Ches. Rav Destoy b'Rav Yanai Mishum Rav Meir Omer. Rav Destoy, the son of Rav Yanai, said in the name of Rav Meir, who appears to have been his Rebbe. Kol hashrekeach dover echad mimishnasai. Whoever forgets one item from his learning. Ma'al olav akosav ke'ilu mischayv benafshai. The Torah considers it as if he has done something for which he bears guilt for his life. Our Mishnah is telling us that a person is forbidden to forget anything he has learnt, and he does so at the risk of his own life. How does a person prevent himself from forgetting? He must constantly review. Let us begin with a brief hakdam, a brief introduction to the inyan of chazora, of repeating what one has learnt. The Pasuk tells us, Lev Chacham Bimin V'Lev Chsil Mismoil, that the heart of a wise man is on his right, and the heart of a fool is on his left. The Vilna Gaon explains this Pasuk by saying that the fool will always look to the left. He always wants to learn something new. He'll look at the pages ahead, which are in the Hebrew writing, always to the left. It is the Lev Chacham, it is the heart of the wise man who is on his right. He's always looking at what he has learnt already and reviewing it, making sure that he retains that which he has learnt. There is a story told of Reb Chaim Volozhiner Zitzal, who was the main Talmud of the great Vilna Gaon. And he came to his Rebbe and he asked him, Rebbe, I have learnt Seder Moed 12 times. How often do I have to review it? And it is said that the Vilna Gaon replied using a term which the Gemara uses in another context, Kol Yomav Ba'amoid V'Chazor Koi, that you have to be ready to repeat the Torah not 12 times, not 24 times, but constantly reviewing it over and over again. We know in our own day the great Gaon, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, constantly reviews Shas, Bavli, and Yerushalmi, and the entire Torah every year, making a siyum on the entire Torah, and he does this by constant repetition over and over again. Chazal tell us, Kol halomed ve'eno chozer, one who learns and doesn't review, ki'ilu zoreya ve'eno kotzer, it is as if he has planted a seed, but he has not reaped a harvest, because by not reviewing, what he has planted goes to waste. Finally, Rashi in Brachas Daf Hei Amud Aleph seems to give a definition for a true Talmud Chacham, and this are the words of Rashi: Sherogel b'mishnasay lachzer al girsasay tamid. A true Talmud Chacham is one who constantly, tamid, always is reviewing over and over again what he has learnt so that he will retain it and will not forget it. Rav Destoy is teaching us in this Mishnah that a person who is lazy and doesn't review what he has learnt, even if he forgot one thing, it is a very serious offense, ke'ilu mischayv benafshei. The Tveris Yisrael explains that since he was lazy to review, he revealed to everyone that he doesn't really care if he forgets, because if he would care, he would review. So the thing that he has learned is not important to him. Hashem's Torah is not important to him. And the Medrash Shmuel adds that a person who forgets one thing from his learning, it is as if he has forgotten many things, because we know that the words of Torah, one item is dependent on another item. And so, by not reviewing one item, he actually is forgetting many items. And because of this, ke'ilu mischayiv b'nafshoy. And Rav Destoy brings a pasuk in Dvorim Perek Dalet, pasuk tes, shenemar, as the pasuk states, raki shomer lecha, be very careful, Ushmor nafshecha mi'od, and watch your life, your soul very much. Pentishkach es hadvorim asher ro'ei necha, because perhaps you will forget those items that you have seen. And the Tveris Yisrael explains We cannot say that this is only referring to the miracles that Klal Yisrael saw at Har Sinai when the Torah was given, because this pasuk is speaking to future generations as well, who did not physically see these miracles. Therefore, Rav Destoy understands that the pasuk means that we are not to forget what the ayin of our seichel, the eye of our mind, has seen, what we have learnt in Sforim, in the holy books of the Torah. That is what we have to maintain and not forget. And so we find in the Sifri, Kishem she'adam tzorach lizor b'saloi sholayaved, just like a person has to be careful that his sela, his coin, should not be lost. Everybody is careful to make sure that he doesn't lose his money. Kain tzorach adam lizor b'tamudoi sholayaved, a person has to be careful in his learning not to have it lost. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, Perek Beis, pasuk Dalet, in tevakshenu ka'kesef, we have to search and seek Torah like money. Ma kesef kashal l'knoise, kach divrei Torah kashal l'knoise. Just like money, it's hard to come by. A person has to work hard to earn it. So too, the words of Torah are difficult to acquire. Now you might think, if Torah is compared to money, what happens after a person has acquired the money? Then it's difficult for him to lose it. He puts it in a bank. He puts it in a safe. He protects it. E ma kesef kashal aved after retire kashal avdom, continues the Sifri. Will we make the comparison of Torah to silver, to money, that once you've acquired it, it's difficult to lose? Then we have a different pasuk. Talmud Loimer, the pasuk in Iyuv, Perichov Ches Pasuk Yud Zayin, says that Torah is compared to zechuchis, to glass. Yes, it is difficult to acquire it like golden vessels, but noichim la avdom kichli zechuchis, it is easy to lose them like glass kalim, are easy to break. Hoya Reb Shimon Oimer, continues the Sifri. Reb Shimon said, Raki shomer lecha shmor nafshecha miyoid. This pasuk is compared, mashal lamelech. This is a comparison to a king. Shetzod Sipor, he captured a bird. He caught a bird. V'nasna b'yad avdo, he gave it to his servant. Amarlo, he said to his servant, Havizor b'tzipor zulibni, make sure that my son winds up. I want my son to have this bird as a pet. Imatami avdo, if you lose it, loiti esavr, don't think to yourself, big deal, tzipor b'isar evadati, I lost a tzipor, a bird that can be acquired for a coin, an isar. Ella, ki lo vadato es nafshecha, I want this bird for my son. And if you lose it, you lose your life. So too, Hashem is saying, the words of Torah are precious to me, and God forbid, if you are lazy and don't review, and as a result, forget your learning, then ki'ilu mischayiv b'nafshoy. Continues the Mishnah, yochla filo tokva lov mishnasei. I would think that a person is responsible. He's ki'ilu mischayiv b'nafshoy, even if the studies are too difficult for him. Talmud loimar, the pasuk states, upen yasuru milvavcha kol yimei chayecha. Be careful that you do not remove Torah from your heart all the days of your life. You are only found responsible. It's only if you cause yourself to lose the Torah. But if it comes through an onus, if there's an accident, a person gets older, his memory begins to fail him, and as a result of that he forgets his learning, then he is not guilty. And the Gemara, in fact, in Brachas of Chesem and Beis, tells us, Hizaru b'zaken sheshachach talmudei machmas einzai. If a person, unfortunately, due to dementia, forgot all his learning, be very careful in his honor. She'anu oimrim, we say, luchois v'shivrei luchois munachem b'aron. That in the aron that contained the Luchois, it was not only the second Luchois, but even the first Luchois that were broken were also found in the Aron. And this is a mashal that not only do we have to respect the Talmud Chacham who retains his learning, but one who unfortunately, due to illness, lost his learning, we have to respect him as well. So that's not the one who is found guilty. The one who is found guilty is someone who could have prevented the loss by reviewing, constantly reviewing. That is the person who would be found guilty due to negligence if he forgets his learning. In truth, that which our Mishnah speaks about, shikha, forgetting, is a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person would not have shikha, he would not be able to lead a normal life. He would remember all his trials and tribulations, all his sad moments in life, and he would not be able to function properly. So Hashem gave us a gift of shikha that we're able to have all our moments of pain, all life's moments of pain and embarrassment, failure and grief should all be in the back of our minds and not present in our daily conscious. And the Dubner Magid gives a beautiful mashal on this, and I quote from Rabbi Wein's Sefer on Pirkei Avos. The Maggid of Dubna, Rabbi Yaakov Kranz, typically illustrates this idea with a parable. Once someone borrowed a great deal of money to invest in a new enterprise. His business failed, and he was unable to meet his creditors' demands for repayment of the loans. Desperate for relief from the incessant hounding of his creditors, he turned to a good friend for advice as to how to cope with his situation. The friend, who had also lent him money, advised him to pretend that he was insane and the creditors would soon stop bothering him, realizing that they had no chance to collect from a crazy man. The beleaguered debtor took this advice and began behaving like a lunatic, speaking nonsense, drooling, and rolling on the floor. The word got out that he had gone mad, and creditors stopped knocking at his door. This respite allowed him to concentrate on restoring his business fortunes and to stand on his feet again. His friend and advisor now came to the debtor to ask for his payment. The man immediately began to roll on the floor and pretend to be insane. The advisor shouted at him, "Don't use that trick on me. I am the one who gave you this advice." And so too says the Dubner Magid, it is Hashem, the one who has given us the ability to forget. How dare man use that ability to forget Hashem or to forget Hashem's Torah? The power to forget must be used sparingly and properly, but to forget one's obligation to Hashem and man is an abuse of that gift. So yes, we have a gift of shikha, but we have to use it in the right way, and chas v'shalom, not to forget Hashem or our obligations to Hashem, to our fellow man, and not to forget a word of Torah. Mishnah Tes. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa is the Tan of the next Mishnah. There are many great things said about this great Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he was well known in his Chassidus and in his Tzidkus. And through his tefillah, he accomplished great things. The Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis that there was a story with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa who went to learn Torah by his Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son became ill. Amar Loi, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to Chanina, "Chanina beni, Chanina, my son, who you are so well known in your piousness and the power of your tefillah, Bakesh Olav Rachman v'yichya, beg from Hashem mercy for my son that he should live." So Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa put his head between his knees and he beseeched Hashem to let Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son live. And he lived. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, if ben Zakkai, referring to himself, if I would have put my head between my knees for an entire day, no one would have cared about what I was doing. So his wife said to him, "Is Chanina in fact greater than you?" So he said, "No, I'm the Rebbe, he's the Talmud, but he is like, in the eyes of Hashem, like an Eved in front of a king. He's a member of the household, a Ben Bias. He's in and out with Hashem all the time. And whatever he asks from his boss, from the king, he receives. But I am like a prince in front of the king. I'm not so used to coming in front of Hashem. And so too we find in the Gemara in Masechet Brachos, the Flamin Dalet Amud Beis, Amru Alav Rav Chanina Ben Dosa Shai Mispal Al Chaylim. He used to daven for sick people, and he used to say, Zeh Chai V'Zeh Beis. This one will live and this one will die. So they said to him, how do you know this? And he answered, if my tefillah is shogur, if it's fluent, if I don't make mistakes, I know that Hashem is receiving it and he will live. But if chas v'shalom, if God forbid, I am not fluent, I stutter, I make mistakes, I know that unfortunately it is not being accepted and he will not live. And the yashrus of Rav Chanina and his betochen, his faith in Hashem, was a wonder, as the Mechilta tells us in Parshas Yisroi. Who do we refer to when we speak about Anshei Emes, men of truth? Zeh Chanina ben Dosa. An example of this is Chanina ben Dosa. We also find the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin and Mebeis that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Bechol Yoyim V'Yoyim Baskol Yoytzes Me'ar Chayrev. Every day a Baskol comes out from Har Sinai. And it says that the whole world is receiving food in the schus of Chanina Beni, in the schus of my son Chanina, that's Chanina ben Dosa of our Mishnah, and Chanina, my son himself, die loy bekav charuv in mayor of Shabbos, layer of Shabbos. He has enough with a measure, a small measure of carobs from one Friday to another Friday. In other words, he subsists on very meager rations an entire week, and in his schus, the entire world eats in his chus. And finally, we have a Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Ma'ase b'makom echad shehaya arud. There was a type of snake in a certain place, and it was damaging people. It was killing people. And they told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa about it. And he said to them, show me where his hole is. Where does he come out of? And they showed him the hole, and he put his heel on that hole, and the arod came out and bit Rav Chanina ben Dosa, and it died. He took the arod on his shoulders, and he brought it into the Beis HaMedrash. And he said, my children, ein arod memes el achet memes. It's not the arod that kills, it's the sin that kills. And Be'oish Hashah Amru, at that time, when they saw this, the people said, oy loy lo adam shepaga by arod. Woe to the man who meets an arod, because it can kill you. But oy loy l'arod, woe to the arod, shepaga by Rav Chanina ben Dosa, that he meets Rav Chanina ben Dosa, because he will die at the hands of Rav Chanina ben Dosa, as we see happened. Rashi there brings down an interesting thing from the Bahag, that the Bahag says, Amri b'marava, they say in the West, which means they say in Yerushalayim, that a miracle happened, because the rule is that if a snake, an arod, bites a person, the first one that reaches water, he will live and the other one will die. The arod bit Rav Chanina ben Dosa, and a miracle happened, and a spring of water came under the foot, under the heel of Rav Chanina ben Dosa. He reached the water first, and the arod died. I always had a question on this Rashi. Why does Rashi quote the Bahag, where the Bahag says that they say in the West, when it is a Yerushalmi that says this? We know Rashi often in Masechet Brachos quotes a Yerushalmi. Why didn't Rashi quote the Yerushalmi on his own? Why does he quote a Bahag who says that they say in the West? Rashi just should have said that the Yerushalmi says it. If anyone has an answer to this question, please let me know at my email, grossman@ou.org. Now, let's see what Rav Chanina ben Dosa says in our Mishnah. Rav Chanina ben Dosa, Imer, Kol sheyuras chetek kedemes l'chachmas, whoever's fear of sin comes before his chachma. In other words, he knows that the purpose of his chachma is reishis chachma yiras Hashem, then chachmas miskayemes, then his chachma will have a kiyum. Because he will take his wisdom and he will make it concrete in all the actions that he does.
But if he has more wisdom than fear of sin, then his chachma will not last. And the reason for this is because he will not practice what he has learned, and eventually he will let go of what he has learned and his practice, and he won't even remember what he has learned because he hasn't brought it into concrete reality. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph says, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nois L'Chochma El Mi SheYesh Bei Chochma." Hashem only gives Chochma to a person who has Chochma, as the pasuk says in Daniel, "Yoav Chochma Sol Chakim." And Hashem gives Chochma to the wise men. So the question is, how do you get the first wisdom to be able to get the second wisdom? And on this, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that the first wisdom is Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. That's what the Gemara means. Hashem only gives wisdom to a person who uses his Yiras Hashem as a prerequisite for Chochma. If Yiras Hashem comes first, if that's the goal, Rav Samsfal Hirsch says there's one pasuk that says that Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, and another pasuk says that Tchilas Chochma Yiras Hashem. And he says that Tchilas Chochma means the start of Chochma, and Reishis are the first fruits of Chochma. That the person who uses Chochma to enhance his Yiras Hashem, that's the springboard for his Chochma, and that's the goal of his Chochma. If such a person, the Chochma will last, continues the Mishnah. Hu ha-yo'imer, Rav Chanina ben Daisa used to say, kol shemasav, meruven mechachmasai, whoever's actions are more than his wisdom, chachmasai miskayemes. Then his Chochma has a purpose that ena medrish eker, ela hamaisa. What he does with his Chochma, he brings it into reality, into his actions. Chol shechachmasai meruven mechachmasai, but if his wisdom is more than his actions, then his Chochma does not have a kiyum. The Bar Tanura tells us that actually the Seif of the Mishnah seems very similar to the Reisha of the Mishnah. And he says the difference is the Reisha is speaking about lo saseh, and the Seif is speaking about asei. So a person whose yiras chet is koidemes l'chochmasai means that as a result of his chochma, he won't do the negative things of the Torah. And the end of the Mishnah, kol shemas of merubin mechochmasai, that refers to mitzvahs asei, that his chochma is greater, his chochma is not as great as his actions. His actions are greater than his chachma, because that's the purpose of his chachma, to bring it to mitzvahs asei. And finally, we have a chazal that says, "Benoyeg sheba'olam." The usual custom is, a person says to his friend, "Asher ani, I'm rich, yesh lechitim harbe, I have a lot of wheat, shemen v'yayin harbe, a lot of oil and wine." His friend says to him, "You have everything, but do you have a treasure, a storage house where you can put all this? If you don't have a storage house, you have nothing." Kach mi shehu asher v'chachmu ben das. A person has all the great attributes of being rich and wise and a smart person, but ve'ein biyada yiras chet, he doesn't have the fear of sin. Ein biyada klum. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Koheles, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Gimel, Soif dover hakol nishma, everything's heard at the end. Es elikim yirei, fear Hashem, es mitzvois of shemor, keep his mitzvahs, ki zeh kol ha'adam. This is the essence of man, yiras chet and yiras Hashem.